So, you're a tiger, complete with penis and enclosure setting. After a moment of observing your surroundings, you realize that you're extremely hungry. In rolls a wheelbarrow, pushed by a human female. You stare at her hungrily, until you notice the contents of the wheelbarrow. There laid two more human females, both naked, bound and gagged. Their bare skin glistened deliciously in the morning light as they wriggled around helplessly against their rope bonds. Your stomach growled again at the sight of these tasty morsels. "Why, good morning, you big cat," the blonde female greeted you as she set the wheelbarrow down at your clearing. "Is my baby hungry?" she asked as she patted your nose. You purred, an eager affirmative response, and nodded. The blonde female giggles. "Well, have I got a treat for you?" She lifts one of the bound females by the ropes that bound her arms. "Doesn't she look tasty?" the blonde human asked, smacking the bound one on her bare ass. The nude female squealed painfully through her gag. The blonde human went on. "And I got two for you today, so what are you waiting for?" You growl excitedly as you spin your rear around and lift your tail to accept your treat. "My, my," the blonde human giggles. "You must be hungry." She then lifts your struggling meal to be towards your buttocks. The blonde human female whimpers as she comes face to face with your ass. Her eyes filled with tears as they gazed at her fate. "In you go, sugar," the blonde human says, before placing her hand on the back of the bound girl's head and pushing it against your tail hole. You growl in pleasure as you feel the human's head press into your anus. You arch your back and lean backwards to try to force more of the wiggling morsel in. With little effort, the entire head becomes entrapped in your rectum.
"There is a good boy,"
the blonde human grunted as she continued to push the rest of your meal into your ass. You help by pushing your butt back against its prey and occasionally shaking your hips. Soon, the entire torso was squeezed into your anus, and all that remains of the female is her rear and legs that kick wildly in a vain attempt at escape.
"Phew,"
the blonde female sighed as she leaned onto your leg and caught her breath.
"Ready for the next one?"
You growl and nod eagerly. The blonde human grins and turns to pick up the next female. Like the first one, this female tried to struggle, but accomplished little more than whetting your appetite. The blonde human took this female by the back of her head and then stuffed her face into the first girl's ass, which was still hanging out of your own. You growl in delight at the sensation and continue to assist with rhythmic butt movements. With a few grunts and shoves, both you and the blonde human manage to force the first human female's hips and the second one's head into your stretching rectum.
"That a boy,"
the blonde human encourages, continuing to push the other female in. Soon you feel the rest of your prey's wriggling torso slide into your anus. You growl and claw at the ground in ecstasy. All that remains of the human is her supple hips and legs. The blonde takes another moment to catch her breath and to slap the other human's bare ass, causing her to thrash about more, but to no avail. Having caught her breath and finished amusing herself, the blonde human grabbed your prey by both ass cheeks and, with one last shove, crams her hips up your ass. The legs easily slide right in with a series of quick clenches of your anus. You savor the feeling of the human females wriggling against your inner walls as you arch your back once more, raise your tail, and force out a fart of triumph. The blonde human giggles at this and gives your large butt a pat.
"That a boy! Now let's get ready for our date with Josh."
The blonde human then walks to the sliding door of your enclosure. You watch her as she walks and consider, well, on one hand, you were far enough from those two other humans, and this human was so nice to you. On the other hand, she looked tasty, and the thought of cramming her up with the other two females still wriggling inside of you made you shudder with delight. What's it gonna be? You ponder it for a moment, then grin deviously as you make up your mind. You had two humans shoved up your ass already. What difference would one more make? The blonde human had her back turned to you, having some difficulty sliding the door open. Perfect. You take a step backwards, towards your caretaker and soon-to-be victim. The blonde human was so preoccupied she was oblivious to your wicked intentions. You continue to back yourself up until your toned rum was a mere foot behind her. You stood there for a moment, waiting to surprise the little morsel with her fate. Finally, the human managed to slide the door fully open. She turned around and gasped at the sight of your huge ass staring her in the face. Before she had time to react, you slammed your hind end back, pinning the human to the wall behind her. You growl in both delight and triumph as the human's scream is stifled by your cheeks. You turn your head to see the girl's forearms trying desperately to push you off, and her legs flailing in panic. You growl again in pleasure and attempt to push yourself back harder against her. At this point, the two humans churning inside of you were taking effect, and you could feel a growing pressure in your rectum. With a smile of sadistic intent, you tense up and force out a loud fart right into the human trapped in behind your ass. The blonde girl redoubles her efforts to escape, but did little more than amuse and pleasure you. You growl happily and smear her against the wall with your furry cheeks, taking great delight in the sensation. But then, the problem of getting her in occurred to you. After all, the last two humans had to be forced in by this one. You stop toying with your meal to ponder the ironic dilemma, occasionally rubbing your cheeks against the struggling human's face, or punishing her with another small fart. After a minute or two of thinking, you release a growl of frustration and clamp your butt cheeks together. To your surprise, you feel the human's face press into your anus. The writhing against your buttocks instantly intensify, but you ignore them. You clench your cheeks again, harder this time, and feel more of her head forced in. You claw at the ground in pleasure and clamp your cheeks together again, forcing her entire head into your ass. At this point, escape was impossible, so you stepped away from the wall. You felt the blonde human screams echo in your bowels as she desperately tried to pull her head from its stinking prison. You merely smiled at her pitiful attempts and mockingly wiggled your hips. Then you shift your weight towards the ground. The sudden motion forced her down onto her daisy-duked ass in a sitting position under your rear. You continue to let your weight press down on the human female, slowly but surely cramming her up your ass. It wasn't long until you were sitting on the enclosure floor with a pair of supple female human legs sticking out from under you. You rise back up to your feet and take a moment to enjoy the pair of flailing legs hanging out of your ass. You clinch your cheeks together one last time. It was enough to make what remained of the blonde human slide right in. You stand there for a moment, savoring the feeling of three whole human females stuffed in your ass. But the longer you stand there, the more you realize that you want more. Who's next? Well, you weren't finding any more humans in this enclosure. So you walked towards the door, left open by the blonde human now wriggling helplessly in your ass. You step outside and observe your surroundings. Amongst the abundance of lush grass and large shady trees, there was a small wooden fence, a little tool shed, and a small house. If memory serves, a house is the best place to look for humans. As you approach the small structure, you snort in frustration to find the front door was closed, but perk your ears up upon seeing the nearby cellar doors were open. Curiosity demanded that you investigate. You step through the doors and down the steps, pausing a moment to adjust your eyes to the darkness. It is a damn dark room, inhabited by a few barrels and other cellar clutter. Uninteresting, but your eyes shoot open upon what laid about the far side of the cellar. There, next to the wall, knelt no fewer than 12 female humans, each nude, bound, and gagged in a similar fashion to your previous meal. Apparently these humans were indeed intended for that very purpose, stored here by your caregiver for future feeding. But now nobody was around to stop you from exercising some obscene gluttony. Upon seeing you, the human's eyes widened with fear, and each of them emit an audible whimper. Your stomach growls at the tasty sight as you approach. Now to feed. You prance happily up to the first human, then spin your tail around to bear on the helpless morsel. The human, of course, struggles against her bonds, but is held immobile and ready for insertion. You take a moment to savor her pitiful attempts to escape, and the demoralizing effect it had on the other humans. Then you begin to lower, listening to the muffled screams from the human as her doom inches closer and closer until she is stifled by a sickening schlick. A wave of power and euphoria courses through your body as the human's head is engulfed by Uranus. A growl of ecstasy escapes your lips as you press your ass down over her wiggling shoulders. With a little more pressure, the rest of her torso follows, leaving only her hips and flailing legs. You lift your rear back up and begin to pull the rest of her in with rhythmic clenching of your sphincter. Slowly, the legs are slurped right in, making the total of ladies up your ass to 4. You growl happily as she wiggles against your inner walls, and you release a loud, satisfied fart. The resulting stench disorients a few of the tied-up females as they court and gag on your pervading gas. You growl in amusement at the discomfort as you eagerly sidestep to the next human and plop your ass down on top of her head. The startled human emits a brief squeal of surprise as the combined weight of a full-grown tiger's ass plus 4 humans pushes down on her, quickly swallowing her head. You growl in delight as you bounce your butt up and down in an attempt to force her in faster. Within a minute, her kicking legs were being sucked into your stretching rectum. You growl in delight at the now 5 squirming humans in your bowels and move to make it 6. You turn your head to look at the next victim. She whimpers pitifully as she realizes who's next. You grin venomously as you slowly step backwards toward her, pausing a moment to teasingly slap your tail across her face a few times. As you've come to expect, the human squeals and struggles against her bonds. But just like the others, it is a fruitless attempt. Her white glossy eyes, sweat-glistened skin, and perky breasts that bounce as she struggled all serve to only make you hunger for her more. Deciding you've teased her enough, you sit atop her head and let your weight slide her in. This time you take care to prolong the process, savoring how the curves of her body felt as they slid past your sensitive sphincter, as well as enjoying the horrified looks on the remaining human's faces as you did so. At this point, a few looked away. A few continued to make every attempt to break out of the rope around them. But still, a few still watched, petrified with the knowledge that they would share the same fate. You smirked at them as you gave your hips a teasing shimmy, working your current prey's torso up your ass. You stand back up and began sucking up the long, slender legs that kicked desperately to escape your rear end, taking great care to show the remainders. With a smug snort, you clinch your cheeks together, slurping up the human's little feet. Who's next, you wonder, serving the ones that were left? 9, whimpering, tasty little snacks, gaze pleadingly back at you. You take another moment to tease them, swinging your tail, swaying your hips, and forcing out a small but demeaning fart. You were having fun, but taking them one by one was getting old. You think for a minute before getting an idea. Suddenly, in a savage frenzy, you swing your ass over the next human and slam it down, instantly cramming her in to her shoulders. Before her scream could echo throughout your bowels, you swing to the next victim, slamming your ass onto her, forcing her in just as deep. And before she could even start struggling, you swing around to the third human and do the same to her. You growl in ecstasy as a wave of unprecedented euphoria courses through you. 3 whole humans were simultaneously crammed halfway up your ass. You take a moment to enjoy the feeling of Uranus stretched around the trio, the delightful way they wiggled in your rectum, and the manner their 6 legs kicked and flailed against your swollen buttocks. But as you attempt to pull in the struggling mass, it becomes apparent that you've bitten off more than you could chew. Clinch as you might, your butt just wasn't strong enough to force in the pile of writhing humans into your already gorged butt. With a growl of annoyance, you step backwards to the wall and press your ass against it. The hard surface helps significantly, and with a little grunting effort, you manage to stuff them in. You pause to both recover from the endeavor as well as relish in the massive squirming mass inside of you, delighting at the visible bulges moving against the walls of your stomach and your butt. As amazing as it felt, you suddenly realized one of the humans was about to slip out. Between how utterly stuffed you were and how desperately your prey was trying to escape, she could actually get away. You greedily clinch your cheeks together to thwart her attempt at escape. While this slowed her down, the pressure behind her was still too much. You clamp your anus tighter and attempt to suck your prey back deeper, but it still wasn't enough. You meow in surprise as the human's head pops out of your anus. She gasps sharply at the fresh air and continues her struggling. You growl angrily and start trying to suck her back in. The human squeals in desperation as she continues to squirm against your tail hole. When it becomes obvious that her escape was impossible, you decide to toy with the poor thing, letting her wiggle out an inch before pulling her back in 2 inches. After doing this a few times, the human begins to sob pitifully as the futility of her effort sets in. As much fun as this tormenting was, you decide to exercise some mercy. With a few quick butt flexes, you pull the morsel back into your ass until all that remains at your opening is her terror-stricken face. With a soft growl of triumph, you slowly clinch your sphincter around her, muffling the ensuing last cry of desperation. You sigh in satisfaction as you feel your snack sliding the right way in this time. Now that that was over, you turn your attention to the remaining 6 humans. Despite the fact that your stomach and rectum were gorged to over twice their original size, your appetite was no more sated than when the first human came to your enclosure earlier. You step backwards to the next suppository to be and lower your feline backside onto the human, still completely apathetic to her desperate, muffled screams for mercy. You let your massive weight push your butt down over the human's wiggling shoulders, then stand back up to pull her in, using only your anus, As the morsel's soft, curvy hips slip into your rectum, you realize how much easier it has become to anal war unassisted. With a little more practice, you'd be able to slurp up an assful of yummy humans at once and think nothing of it. You take pleasure at the mental image as you flex your cheeks to violently suck the human up to her ankles. They twitched in a pitiful attempt to escape. You scoff condescendingly as they too are swallowed up by your tight pucker. Another one down, you think, as you wiggle your butt in triumph, but you felt something strange. You look behind you to notice a rope coming out of your rear end. The other end was tied to the next human female's neck, then tied to the next human's neck, and so on. You realize that these six humans were tied together. Why? Did it matter? You grunt with mischievous intent as you kneel under the ground, leveling your butt cheeks to the remaining human's eyes. Then you suck your previous victim deeper into your bowels. The rope followed, pulling your next course closer to your hungry bottom. The human glanced at the rope, then to your anus, then to you. She pleadingly shook her head, as if that would work. Just to spite her, you growl and nod your head back at her, then suck more of the rope in, yanking the poor thing closer to her smelly, gruesome fate. She squeals in protest as her face nears your ravenous sphincter. She tries to pull away, but it is a one-sided tug of war. With a mighty growl, you yank her face into your eager crevice. Her head slides into your pocket hole with a sickening schlick, followed by the rest of her wiggling body. In less than a minute, the entire morsel is slurped into your ass. You continue to suck her in deeper, pulling the rope and your next victim toward your furry butt. Naturally, the little tart resists, her knees sliding over the floor as she tries to back away, and you hear stifled no, no, no sounds from her gagged mouth. You tease her with a soft swaying of your hips as you continue to suck the rope in faster. Within seconds, your cheeks are gorged with a 12th wiggling human. You growl in excitement as you continue to slurp more of the rope in like a piece of spaghetti, yanking the next human's head first into your anus before she could even scream. Your bowels' increasing suction makes short work of the struggling girl, and within 10 seconds flat, she joins the others inside your gut. You growl in ecstasy as you suck the rope in faster. You hear a stifled cry of terror from behind you as the next girl is dragged, kicking and screaming, to her smelly doom. A cry is abruptly cut off as your ass ravenously engulfs her. You growl again, clawing the ground in ecstasy, then suck the rest of the rope with every ounce of strength in your body. The last gagged human screams in desperation. You close your eyes in sweet anticipation, but instead of the quick slurp of a female sliding up your ass, you are surprised by a soft thunk. You pause a second, wondering what just happened, then turn your head to see that the rope was tied around the human's waist. She was now hanging out of your ass, folded in half, with her own butt and hips in your anus and her upper torso and legs still free. The girl was also caught off guard by the circumstance. Having expected to be done for by now, she lets out a sigh of relief. You snort at this minor setback as you suck on her body with your tail hole. The human yelps as she suddenly remembers her predicament and resumes her futile struggles. You suck on her again, realizing that finishing her off on anal suction alone would take a little longer than the others who went in head first. Be that as it was, the feeling of the human, so awkwardly stuck in your anus, filled you with unprecedented euphoria. You raise your rear end into the air as you continue to suck on her body with your anus, grunting softly with each contraction. Your snack redoubles her efforts to escape your butt's grasp, but only succeeds in stimulating your sensitive anus to suck harder. Slowly but surely, the female sinks down between your cheeks until only her face and feet remain at your pocket opening. You growl in delight as your sphincter envelops all that remains of your feast. You collapse, spent, from forcing no less than 15 humans up your ass. A massive 10-second fart explodes out from between your cheeks, expelling a dozen humans worth of accumulated gas. You groan in relief, as well as satisfaction at the massive, still wiggling pile of prey in your gut, as you lay out for a nice long nap.